you take a break?
Yeah, it's now 25 after 12, let's reconvene at 12:40. Okay. So the meeting is recalled to order at 12:41 PM. And the next case is number seven. It's case number 23-474, New Britain.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, we're ready to go again, and please state your name, your issuing authority, affiliation, and the name of your witness, please.
Mary Pokorsky, Assistant Corporation Counsel for the Chief of Police and New Britain Police Department, and with me is Detective Lisa Steves.
Well, you don't have to say your name.
Okay.
Okay, open the statement.
The appellant's application was denied on the grounds of suitability, on the basis of an October 26, 2021 arrest for a breach of peace in the second in New Britain for an incident involving his neighbor. The charge was nallied, however, it remained on his record at the time of the review of his application. In addition, New Britain police records show that on October 4th, 2021, less than a month prior to the October 26th arrest, there was another incident with the appellant's neighbor, and there was video footage of this, which was viewed by Detective Steves. And it showed the video coverage or surveillance showed that the appellant was the main aggressor in that incident. So that raised a concern with respect to suitability. And also on his record at the time was an arrest for breach of peace in the second, harassment in the second, and threatening in the second in Ellington, which was domestic related. And resulted in a no contact protective order against the appellant for almost 2 years. And again, that those charges were nallied, but they remained on his record at the time of the review of his application.
Thank you. Would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the charges for the neighbor thing, I definitely wasn't the main assailant. My neighbor's had multiple problems with multiple people in my building. He's also been arrested multiple times, and I don't know what you call that, a reoccurring person that just keeps getting arrested. As far as the thing with the restraining order, that was an ex-girlfriend of mine. That was back from 2016. That's over 10 years. That's about 10 years from now. I'm sure the dates will say 2016, and that restraining order was dropped, I believe, in 2018 or 2019. I've never been convicted of any felony ever. I was never arrested for the thing with my neighbor. I was never put in handcuffs, never arrested. I was given a promise to appear, which I promised to appear at court.
Promise to appear is an arrest.
Okay, cool. So I was given a PTA. I never stood up in front of the court. I seen the prosecutor that morning. She never even had me go by 9:30 in the morning before court started. I was out the door. I'm a pretty popular face. I have over 100,000 followers on social media. I own a small business that if any of you guys watch Fox News or NBC, then you'll probably recognize me. I'm on Fox News every year as well as NBC. I have contracts with major companies out here. If you're familiar with Parkville Market, a food industry out here, I'm a permanent vendor there. My business makes over $100,000 every year, and I report state local taxes to you guys as well. I carry a lot of money on me because of my business, and I believe I should have the right to carry a firearm because I don't have anything on my record.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
May proceed.
I'd like to call Detective Lisa Steves. Can you tell us what your position is, Detective Steves?
I'm a detective at the New Britain Police Department in our Youth Bureau Division.
And have you been assigned to investigate pistol permit applications?
Yes, I have.
And did you investigate the appellant's application for a pistol permit?
Yes, I did.
When was the appellant's application filed?
June 14th of 2022.
And again, you conducted an investigation into his application?
Yes, I did.
And what did that investigation reveal?
I discovered during that investigation that the appellant had two nollies on his record, one for breach of peace. The other one was a domestic-related incident, and those had happened less than a year prior. He also had, although expired, a protective order involving the domestic, fairly recent. I think it expired in 2019. And then amongst, there was another incident that was based on a suitability issue, which was the incident involving his neighbor.
And when did the incident involving his neighbor, not the arrest, when did that incident occur?
The first one was October 4th of 2021.
And was there video footage of that incident?
Yes, there was.
And were you able to review it?
Yes, I did.
And can you describe what occurred in the incident?
So in the incident, so video police responded, and the appellant had reported that he was attacked unprovoked by his neighbor. And then officers did their investigation. They reviewed the video footage. The video footage revealed otherwise. It showed that the appellant came out with his dog of his apartment building. His neighbor, who he does have problems with, was getting into his vehicle with, I don't know if it's his biological son, but it was a child, as well as his girlfriend. It looks like they exchanged words. There's no audio on the video, so I don't know exactly what was said. The neighbor then drives out of the parking lot and starts going down the street, leaving the apartment complex. The appellant then goes to the front of the building where he's just walking his dog. It didn't look like he was following him out there for that reason. He's just walking his dog. They're exchanging words. The neighbor stops. He's in his vehicle. He stops in the street. Don't know what was said again, but it's clear they're having an argument. The neighbor then gets out of his vehicle, comes around to the back of the car, staying near the car. The appellant then leaves, walks off the scene back to his vehicle, opens his car door, takes a metal rod out of the back seat, then goes across the parking lot to put his dog back into the apartment building, and then goes back up to the neighbor where he's in the street. They start arguing. The appellant swings the rod and like puts it over his shoulder like a baseball bat, like he's gonna strike. Then the neighbor actually at one point, it's clear that he keeps trying to back up, and then he does go back to his vehicle, gets in his car, but then the appellant approaches him, holds up the rod again, yells into the car right where the female is and the child in the back, slams the metal rod on the ground a couple of times. I don't know what's being said. And then eventually the male gets out of the car. It was said he had a hammer in his hand, which that appears accurate, but he had it behind his back the entire time until he finally did lunge at the appellant. The fight ensued, and then the male was holding the appellant down, restraining him. And then that's when the appellant called police and said that he was attacked by his neighbor. In the body cam footage, which I also viewed, he, quote, tells Officer Donahue, "I never waved anything at the car." And again, still maintains that the neighbor attacked him. And that he feared for his safety, which is why he retrieved the metal rod. So that was the suitability issue.
Now the protective order, you heard the appellant say that he thought that was in 2016.
Yes.
Is that accurate?
No.
I'd like you to take a look at your police report that you submitted with the questionnaire. Okay, so 2021,
yes,
and that is part of the response that we submitted to the board and to the appellant?
Correct.
I have no further questions at this time.
Do you have any questions?
When was the initial arrest made for that first restraining order, that first domestic one?
That was 2019. It says it went into effect.
2019. Has there been any further contact with me and that person?
Objection on the grounds of that. Yeah, she wouldn't know that.
Okay, then. So then the protective order was never violated in any way?
I don't know.
Was the protective order nollied?
No.
Was the case nollied?
Yes.
When was the case nollied?
July 8th, 2021.
2021. What year are we in now?
2025.
Okay, then. And then as far, I had wrote something down that I wanted to ask real quick. Oh yeah, and who called the police for the second incident?
I believe
just
it was
so
you.
We're clear, the second incident, which one are you referring?
We're talking about the one where there was an altercation with me and my neighbor.
So the October 4th?
The October 4th.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
who called the police for that one?
You did.
Were the police ever notified prior to that about the neighbor being a nuisance?
I don't know.
They were?
I don't remember.
Okay then, let's see, what other questions should I have for you? You say that there's no, you can't hear any audio from the camera that you guys have, right?
Correct.
Correct. You say that you didn't see a hammer, but you saw it when he went to go attack me?
It was described as a hammer when he lunged at you. it's reasonable to believe it's obviously a hammer.
And you said that you also, did you see him holding his hand behind his back in the video?
Yes.
Okay, then. Now, would you think if someone's holding their hand behind their back that they have a weapon?
Yes.
Would you think that that weapon would be a gun if someone's holding their hand behind their back?
That's all about perception.
Yeah. Okay, that's speculation. But we can all agree that if someone's holding their hand behind their back, that we believe that they have a weapon behind their back.
Yes.
Okay, then. So he, now you also said that he proceeded to leave the parking lot.
Yes.
And then proceeded to stop in the parking lot. And I appreciate you for saying that you knew that I was walking my dog. I appreciate that because that's exactly what I was doing. When he stopped in the parking lot, did he have the chance to continue his day and keep leaving?
Absolutely.
Okay, then. So, this is so freaking frustrating. Now, you said the fight happened in the street.
No.
Okay, then. So, where did the altercation mainly happen?
Started on the sidewalk, and then the actual fight itself wound up in the parking lot.
In the parking lot, correct. So, it was on our premises. At any point, did I hit this gentleman with the rod that I had?
That I couldn't see on camera. It looks like you swung, but I don't see
I would have been arrested.
Made contact.
Would I have been arrested if the gentleman had blood marks or anything from what the situation was?
No.
Okay, then. Was the gentleman injured in any way?
I wasn't there. I don't know. I didn't speak to him, so I don't know what he reported as far as injuries to the officer.
Okay, then. Do you know what he was charged with?
He was not.
He was
neither,
not?
During that incident, neither of you were charged because you both... It was determined you were the main aggressor, and he didn't want to press charges against you. So that's why there was no arrest.
We were both parties given a promise to appear?
No.
No? Oh, man, that was a false.
That was that the first
There's
one you're thinking
incidents.
Of was, yeah, October 4th.
There's two 4th. October ones.
Oh, okay, then. That's why I'm probably, okay, then. So then I'm a little confused with the two incidents. So then the second incident, both parties were given a promise to appear?
Correct.
Correct. Was that case, you guys don't have knowledge of his case at all?
The October 22nd one?
Yeah.
Involving you?
The second one.
Involving his neighbor. Like
the
what
one
happened
to
the
neighbor.
Yeah, since it was
Nolly.
Yeah.
You want to have any information of the one that of what happened to the neighbor.
Correct.
Okay, then. Does it say that I was compliant with the police officers when they came to actually ask me questions and
yes.
speak to everything? To say anything about that speculation. Yeah, that's speculation too. Yeah, that's all speculation. Yeah, that's pretty much gonna be it. I can't really think of anything else I can ask that would be a proper question to ask.
That's fine, let's see if the board has anything to ask.
Just to clarify. So I got a little confused between the two incidents. So, So the incident that you described that you saw the video of, that was October
4th
okay.
of 2021.
In
2021?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Were there any arrests based on that incident?
That one, no.
Okay, thank you very much. And the second incident was what date?
October 26th, 2021, same month.
And that was, what was that incident?
That one was
that a domestic
breach of peace in second involving the neighbor as well.
Okay, and that's where each party got a promise to appear.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. On his application, the protective order that was discussed? Was that within that time period that he had disclosed that?
He disclosed it on his
okay.
application.
Thank you. How about the Nollied arrests?
No.
Were those still within, but those were still within the Nollied period?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Just I got a little confused with the two October tips.
Understood.
Thank you.
And I guess, how about the domestic? When was that? 2019. And the nature and circumstances of that? Do you remember that?
Since it was Nollied, or dismissed, actually, that one, or no. Yeah, that one was Nollied, so we couldn't get the police report on that one. It just shows the verdict was July 8th of 2021 with someone he was in a dating relationship with, and the order was in effect for 666 days. Yeah.
So you don't have that officer here?
No, sir.
That was a different town, but
yeah.
Yes, we do.
Got it.
That was in Ellington.
Based on the video that you viewed, could you tell which of the two people arguing first produced some sort of weapon or tool or?
That, so, because he came out of his apartment building, the neighbor was in his car, neighbor left in the car, the appellant was up on the sidewalk. It was clear the neighbor stopped his vehicle probably to mouth off and, you know, instigate a little bit. While the appellant was up there with the dog, they went back and forth. As far as, because he got out of his vehicle and it was just arguing. And the appellant was determined to be the main aggressor because he had a very clear opportunity to not fear for his safety. He actually made it a point to go back to his car to retrieve a dangerous instrument, to then proceed, go across into his apartment building, put the dog in there, and then come out. And this is in front of, it's not just him and the guy going back and forth, it's in front of a little kid in the back seat, as well as a female in the front seat. And the neighbor actually made efforts to go back into his vehicle, which he did, but then the appellant approaches the vehicle, is right in the window yelling at him, waving the rod, which then the guy gets agitated, obviously, comes out, and that man does lunge at the appellant first, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I'll...
Thank you.
We do have that footage if you, the board cares
right.
to.
Right, and that's, you know, I understand that, you know, somebody can overreact, let's say,
right.
and not walk away when they should have. But my question, I guess, is more, could you tell whether the action of the other person in perhaps producing a weapon induced him to get a weapon of his own? Could you tell that from the video?
I couldn't tell that from the video because the guy had the weapon
behind his back.
So based on what was heard, mm-hmm. and again, they also went back and forth about, the appellant said, according to the neighbor, that he has easy access to a gun. The neighbor also says that the appellant said that. So then there's like a he said, she said, but because the appellant's story was inaccurate with body cam footage and video footage, and then the neighbor, his story was accurate with what happened, I can't speak to whether each of them did say that. I mean, the fact that it was in front of a child and a female showed to me little self-control in the fact that it was just a less than a year prior than when he applied for his pistol permit. So I just felt it was very soon. You know, it's 2025 now, so.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions by the board?
I'll explore that a little more. He's 2025 now, so you think, is he okay now? Or is that what you're saying?
Because that was so soon after,
no,
before.
But the way you just said that, it's like, that was so soon, but now we're in 2025, which you know the board thinks like that, too.
Right, yeah.
How long is long enough?
Right, and that was the determination that I wouldn't be able to make because I just felt like less than a year is very soon in between the time that he applies.
And I think you also said the other person involved had initially left but came back also?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right. Okay.
So would you issue now?
Actually, let me write that down.
I'm glad you guys can take care of this. Also.
I personally, my interaction with the appellant, I don't know anything about how his behavior is now. Like he was saying, he has a business, you know, he's a business owner. I don't see any police history with him recently in our city, but that I wouldn't.
I honestly didn't do that search.
Yeah. I don't feel fully comfortable answering that.
I feel like it's a cross-examine her on that.
Is there any else on the board? Okay, do you have any other witness? Oh, excuse me, you
cross-examined. All right, cool. So, first of all, you said that he left the parking lot and came back, and you admitted that you believed I was just walking my dog because I had my dog for 8 years now. I'm an animal lover. He's a rescue animal. You believe that I literally wasn't chasing him down. I was just going to attempt to give my dog a chance to use the bathroom and get some fresh air for the morning.
Correct.
So, at that point, how am I the main assailant? If he was in his car, you have a car. A car pushes with a pedal. You leave. How am I the main assailant when he was already in drive and he decided to put his car in park and reverse back to me and tell me I'll get out my car and shoot you right now? How am I the main assailant if he had an opportunity to leave but came back?
You were the one to retrieve a weapon first. So even though he's in his vehicle, you know, he's in his vehicle and you had said you feared for your safety, but it was shown otherwise because of the fact that you did retreat, but you didn't retreat to
But get out, you gotta let her answer the question.
You also said that you have no audio, correct?
The audio doesn't have anything to do with it.
Because you also said that he got out of his car first. So if he got out of his car and he's sitting there saying that he's holding a weapon and you can't see without what's behind his back, I didn't go to my car until he got out of his car first.
I'm just going to object on the, he's arguing. I mean, she was trying to answer the question. I know you're not going to agree with the answer, but you've got to let her answer.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have.
That's okay. That's okay.
You're well taken.
The concern of it was is that you had every opportunity to remove yourself from the situation. You know, you had your dog there was a child in the car, and you made it a point to leave. But it wasn't to leave to go inside and remove yourself. It was to go get a weapon, to then go to the apartment building, to put the dog away. Every intention there, what a reasonable person would believe, obviously seeing on video footage, the intention was there, and it showed you did not fear for your safety.
Now, you also said, do you believe that he got out of the car before I went to my car? From the video that you have.
I can't answer exactly. I can't remember that part, but I think he was out of the vehicle because at one point you guys were arguing before you went to your car.
Before, exactly.
Correct.
So we were arguing from him being outside of his vehicle. Now, from the camera footage, can you see him get out of his car?
Yes.
Okay, then. Now, at that point, am I still standing in the same place in front of my building with my dog? Have I moved? Have I stepped closer to him? Is there any approach from me at that point?
You continue to go forward towards him. And he actually backs up, and then that's when you are arguing, but every time he starts to like back up, then he moves forward, you guys just keep arguing.
At this
and
point.
And that's when you retreated.
All right, and do you have the video footage with you?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so at this point, I wouldn't mind watching it because that doesn't recollect with me at all. I'm gonna ask two more questions and I think that'll pretty much be it. Now, when he stopped his car, now he has his daughter and his child in his car, did he proceed to walk around his car towards me?
I believe so, yes.
Correct. Now, I have my dog with me. My dog's a rescue animal. Is it the smarter thing to do to put my dog in the house if I'm having an argument with a neighbor?
No.
I'm gonna object to that.
Okay, I didn't know if that was a proper question to ask. But I'm gonna leave it right there because that's not a question either. Yeah.
Okay, does the board have any questions? Okay, all right, do you have any other witnesses?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Do you have the video footage, like I said, if the board decides.
I've been having problems with this neighbor for a long time. I've told my landlord about it. I had multiple messages with my landlord. I even had other people in my building write responses about the way he acts. He's a problem person. He's been arrested multiple times. I've never been arrested. He's been arrested for domestic with the girl that he's lived with. He's been arrested for so many times. He actually got arrested after we got that PTA. I got my case in alley. He had to keep going to court. He's a violator for probation. He's done so much stuff. I've never had a problem with anyone in my building. I've been living there for 8 years. Me and my landlord are literally like best friends. He does everything for me and I do everything for him. The guy that I got in an argument with, I called the police on him multiple times. There's literally multiple times where I've tried to have this guy arrested and taken out of my building, but for some reason I can't. I've even tried to have him evicted, but the landlord needs something solid to have him evicted. So it's been a process. We've never had any altercations since that day. He's actually moved out, so there's no reason for that conversation to keep going. But at this point, I understand that I was a little bit, I didn't handle that situation the best that I could. I didn't know that his kid and his child were in the car. I literally was walking my dog. I wasn't paying attention to who's getting in the car. But I never struck his vehicle. I had a rod in my hand at one point. I never used it. I never hit him. I never hit his vehicle. He's a lot taller than me. I'm barely 5'7". He's about 6 and some change. He weighs about 2 and some change. I weigh less than 120 pounds. You feel me? He's a very big guy. So when he stepped up to me, he hopped out of his car with his hand behind his back saying, I'm gonna shoot you. And the police report, I literally told the cops that's what he said because I didn't know what he had. He had a hammer, a regular hammer, but I didn't know what it was gonna be. But he hopped out the car saying, I'm gonna shoot you. I feared for my life. I put my dog away real quick and I grabbed the closest thing that I could find that might protect me. I never used it. And the whole time that I had it, I took the judgment to not swing it because I knew the consequences that could come from it. He rushed me and tackled me to the ground. At that point, there was no physical damage to him. I could have done so much more. I could have hit the car. I could have went this way and that way. But at that point, I was in fear for my life. I wasn't worried about trying to make myself a bigger person or hurt him or anything. I was just trying to make sure I was protected because he got out of his car first and his hand was behind his back. If a gentleman gets out of his car and has his hand behind his back, sir, there's no reason for you not to feel threatened. There's no reason. A hand behind the back is a common gesture from way back in time that you're hiding something that is either incriminating or that can harm someone. There's no reason for you to get out your car with your hand behind your back and to be yelling, I'll shoot you right now, I'll shoot you right now. There's no reason. And for me, I handled that better than most people would because somebody saying they'll shoot you is a very, very strong statement. And I called the cops. He didn't call the cops. I called the cops, just like every other time I called the cops on him. He's never called the cops on me. If they really, I don't know if they have the records, but if they have the records, they will see that I placed multiple phone calls on him. And even the arrest or the call before on the previous October, I wrote down the date, I was the one that called the cops. It's always me. I'm always the one that's letting the police know what's going on there. I'm trying to get the situation handled on the best way that I can because I'm a businessman. I'm on Fox News, I'm on NBC. I have the 100,000 followers on Instagram. So what I do is always watched. So I don't need the problems. I just want to run my business and be as upstanding as I can be. But, you know, I tried to handle things the best that I could. That day got away from me. We exchanged words like crazy. You couldn't hear what he was saying, so I understand that I might look like the main aggressor. But I was walking my dog. I was doing the same thing I do every morning, and the gentleman was antagonizing me and threatening me over and over and over. He proceeded to get out of his car. Then he drove his vehicle, stopped his vehicle, got out his car, threatened me some more. At that point, I didn't know what was going to happen, so I did go to my car, and it wasn't the best decision. But till this day, I still never hit anybody. I still never harmed him. There was no arrest made for that. I didn't end up in handcuffs. Even the police that came that day and sat there and talked with me could tell that I was scared and threatened, not looking to hurt someone or be an aggressor at all. And that's what I had to say.
Okay. Thank you.
Cross. Yes, just one question. So you went to your car to retrieve the metal rod, and then you went to your apartment.
Yes, and I put my dog in the hallway.
And you could have gone into the apartment if you feared for your life and ended the entire confrontation. Isn't
correct.
That correct?
Definitely. And that's where
Thank
I made
you.
That's where my worst decision was.
Okay. No further questions.
Just a follow-up to the attorneys, because I wasn't sure either the sequence of did... he said he was going to shoot you or something to that effect, correct?
Correct.
Is that when you went to your vehicle to get the rod?
No, at that point, I was kind of starstruck when he said, I'm going to shoot you. I was
okay,
like, wait,
but
what?
But he said that first.
Yeah.
He said that.
Yes, he did.
Then you went to your vehicle.
Correct.
Obtained the metal rod or whatever it was. Went to your apartment, put the dog away.
Correct.
And then confronted the individual.
Because he was outside of his car with his hand behind his back saying he was going
to
shoot me.
And just to follow up, so we had a case not that long ago, called the dog, again, very similar. The appellant went into his home, put the dog away, didn't call 911, instead went out and confronted the individual on the same situation, turned into gunplay. He had a firearm. He was a permit holder, had a firearm, and turned into gunplay. Same situation almost, instead of staying in his house, calling 911.
Definitely.
And that person didn't get his permit back, the public record. Because it, you know, instead of staying in his house and calling 911, just to let you know.
No, it's the better thing to do, trust me, I know.
Yeah, and
even
so
though,
it's decision making. Mm-hmm. So it's just.
I learned that day that was the better thing to do. I learned that day, understandably.
That was October 4th?
That was October 4th.
And I would like to note, I never re-entered my house. I never went inside of my house.
So could you get in your house?
I definitely could have, but I never went inside of my house.
You were able to put the dog away.
Yeah, I opened the door to the hallway.
You were able to put your dog in the secure position.
Definitely.
Correct?
Definitely.
And that was on October 4th?
Correct.
Okay, sorry, I get the 2 days.
Yep.
And what precipitated the event 2 weeks later, 2.5 weeks later, and it was with the same individual?
Yes.
So what precipitated that a little bit?
Which one, which event? Because I'm a little confused.
The one you got the promise to appear.
That was the one with
that
the video
October
footage,
26th.
Correct?
No, this
no.
Is the October 4th was the video footage.
Yeah. Okay.
October 26th was an incident with the neighbor where you were arrested.
Yeah, you both got PTAs.
Promise to appear. I have no idea what could happen. I thought that was the one with the camera footage.
No,
it's a different one.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But right now, the neighbor's no longer living there.
Yeah, see, he was arrested. He went to jail for a while. He wasn't there, and then he just never came back. So I don't know what happened. I checked him up on the, whatever you call it, like the CT.gov to see what's going on, and all of his cases say passed, but he has a whole bunch of them, but he's not serving anything. He doesn't have any probation, so, but yeah. I've been living there since that. I think the last incident was 2021, and I've been living there fine. As far as the one for the PTA, I honestly think it had to be just a verbal argument. It had to be something verbal. The guy's definitely been a problem, and he's always, you know, has something to say. So I'm thinking that for the PTA, it must have been one of my neighbors or something, or maybe even I probably. Do you guys have a record of who called that day?
It was Maui,
we don't.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, I'm pretty sure it was me that called, because every time he gets aggressive, I try and call the police, because the more reports, the better. But, yeah, that PTA, I don't think it was anything serious. I think it was more or less just a he say, she say, and just a lot of loud voices. And the police officers weren't able to make any arrests on for what I wanted them to be able to make the arrests. Yeah, I actually do remember that day, because I called the cops, and I ended up getting a PTA. I was pretty pissed off that day. I was pretty pissed off.
That's all.
What you say is very credible and makes a lot of sense, except for one thing, and that's that you think the guy has a gun, and the guy says he's going to shoot you, and you go back and you get robbed. Okay, it's like bringing a knife to a gunfight. You're
confronting
a guy with a gun.
Definitely.
Walking toward him with a club.
Definitely.
And he's got a gun, supposedly. I mean, that's kind of a dumb thing to do.
Yeah, definitely. You know? And it's kind of like a bullying scenario, I guess. Like, the guy's been, like, just kind of, like, now I want to say picking on me, because I don't want to use that word. But he's kind of just been antagonizing me and threatening me little by little and just letting it slide. And that day that he hopped out his car and said, I'll shoot you right now, I just really, really, really was frustrated. I'm like, you're not going to take my life, bro.
Yeah.
And that was where the frustration came from. But I still definitely held back. And it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't the smarter thing to do. If someone says they have a gun, Rod isn't going to do it.
Knowing the board as I do, I think that's going to be the hang up here is that you could have ended it just by staying in the house instead of going back and confronting a guy who you think has a deadly weapon. Yeah, it's not a good situation.
No, it's not.
And it doesn't show the right amount of judgment.
No, it's definitely not a good situation.
That's where we're going.
What if you had a gun instead of a pipe?
I probably would be dead right now.
Why would you say no? What if you had a gun?
Oh,
would you have gone in the house and gotten a gun?
No.
Come out and confronted him?
No, I wouldn't have. I've had my pistol permit for a while, and I never, ever drawn it, never, ever used it in the time that I did have it before my restraining order. I used it with all safety and care. I kept it in a case at all times, locked up at all times. I've never had an incident with my firearm. That day with a rod, it's a lot different grabbing a rod than grabbing a firearm, sir. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but grabbing a rod or a baseball bat or something that can injure someone is a lot different than grabbing a gun that can take a life.
What am I missing? You had a permit?
Yeah, I did have my permit. Yeah, I did have my permit at one point.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the protective order. I had
so it was revoked and then...
Yeah, I had my permit for about 3 years before all that, before the protective order or something.
And that's what I want to get to, actually. Tell me about the incident that led to that protective order.
That was an ex-girlfriend.
When was that?
I thought it was a lot earlier, but she said 2019 or 18, 19.
Well, don't. She's not the witness. You are.
Oh, I don't want to mix up the dates, but it was a while ago. It was with an ex-girlfriend, long story short.
No, long story short. Were you arrested?
Yes, I was arrested.
Okay, what were you charged with?
I'm not sure. I don't remember exactly. I know I was charged with threatening. I know that was the main charge.
Threatening, assault?
No.
Did you hit her?
No, never.
Pusher, shover,
never.
Choker?
It was text messages. It was literally text messages. It was all over text. It was nothing. It was all through text message.
Okay. So you, what did you say in the text messages?
Pretty much I told her to leave me alone because she was kind of...
Okay, not pretty much, because everyone says, oh, I was mean to her, but really said, I'm going to kill you, you mother.
No, I would never say that. I would never say I'm going to kill you.
That's why the details count. Okay?
Definitely.
When someone says to me, well, pretty much, it means you're not going to tell me the whole story. Tell me what you said to her, what you texted to her.
Okay, I told her to leave me alone and stop calling my phone. She didn't. She kept blowing my phone up. So I told her that next time she does that, I'm going to have my sister contact her. And that was that.
That's not threatening.
Yeah, I literally, well...
Can we just clarify?
Go ahead.
In the packet, there's actually two different protective orders, which there was a 2019, and there was a 2014. The 2014 did involve strangulation second.
That's why I said 2016.
Harassment.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
And that was 454 days.
Yeah, that was mad long ago, 2014, yeah. That was the one I was talking about. So wait, what's the one for 2000 and what?
19.
All right, let's continue with the one we're talking about.
That's our story.
Yeah, 2014, no wonder it seems so, I'm like trying to remember.
We're talking 2019 text messages.
So that was 2014, the one that I'm talking about was in 2014.
That was the text messages?
Yeah, that was 2014. That's why I was like, 2019, that doesn't seem so familiar.
Please stop.
Go ahead.
So far you've told me, you said you're going to call your sister, that's the threatening message. That's not a threatening message. What did you say?
I told her if she didn't leave me alone that I would have my sister confront her.
Confront her? How did you really say that? Again, confront her's not a threatening. You're not going to get arrested for saying my sister's going to confront you.
Yeah, I know. I told her.
What did you say?
I told her that my sister would, I told her I would have her get beat up pretty much.
Okay, beat up pretty much again. That's.
I told her I would have her get beat up if she didn't leave.
You're
me
doing
alone.
Really well until this line of questions. You really were.
No, I thank you for that too.
No, you seem very honest and very straightforward. But here you don't want to say. There's a difference on this case.
Yeah, because it's a hard thing to say. I did cross a line with her, and I'm not happy about it. That was 2014. I was. 10 years ago, I was a young man, but I did say...
Exactly, so there's no reason not to just say it. Just
yeah, I told her that I was going to have, that she was going to get beat up if she didn't... Yeah, I told her I was going to have her beat up. Yeah.
Okay, I'm guessing you didn't say it exactly like that. That's cleaned up version?
A little bit, yeah, but it's the gist of it, literally.
What'd you say? Sorry, Chief.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't think that I'm going to get offended by all means.
Nah, it's hard to say. I'm a mama's boy, and it's like it was a long time ago. It's not something I'm proud of, but I
right now you have no one believing you.
I told her I was all right. I told her I was going to get. It's hard to say.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's not though. I told her I was going to have her ass whooped. I told her I was going to get girls to beat her ass, because, yeah, and. She believed, she knew I had a firearm at the time. She knew I passed my license and that I had a firearm. And she told the cops that she felt threatened because she knew I was a carrier and that I told her what I said.
Did you threaten the use of the firearm?
Never.
In the text messages?
Never, 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 never.
Even to the point of saying, you know, I have a gun?
No, never. I would never, never, never. Never, never. If that was the case, I would have been arrested.
When you were arrested?
Yeah, but it would have been a different threatening charge. I'm pretty sure if I would have said something about using my gun, it would have been a whole different threatening charge than what I said.
So none of that was in person? That was all text messages?
All in text messages.
And did you get handcuffed for that one? Was that a warrant arrest?
Yes, I was. I was handcuffed.
And what happened in court there?
I went to court for about a year and a half. I provided all the evidence that I could to show that she was harassing me and that I wasn't the person that was harassing her. And the case was nollied. I was never served any time, anything like that.
Any programs, anger management, domestic violence, counseling?
I did do an anger management class. I did. I believe I did about 7 or 10 sessions of an anger management class that
were. Okay, that was 2014. Go ahead now to 2019, I guess, is the other protective order.
I'm not even aware of which one that is. Is that with the gentleman upstairs?
That was in Ellington.
That was a domestic.
That was a domestic in Ellington.
That was the threatening one, not the one you were just talking about.
So what's 2014?
Do you want to look at the record?
Yeah. Please, thank you.
That's why I thought it was initially, but then we went back to 14.
This is 2019, but where's 2014?
The next page.
Exactly what this is. Can you tell me where it doesn't say where though, right?
I'm asking you. I mean, it's your life.
No, I know exactly what this is now. Nah, I got seriously confused. 2014 is definitely a completely different situation.
Yeah.
2014 was nothing. It was literally me and a friend. We had an argument upstairs. Her neighbor called the cops, and that was literally it. There was never altercation. It was never nothing. The girl is still a very good friend of mine. She's a friend of the family. Her daughter is literally like a niece to me.
Have you been charged with strangulation and unlawful restraint and disorderly conduct in 2014?
In 2014?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't even there when they came. Like, I left. That's crazy, because I ended up getting arrested with a warrant.
Yeah. Because of what you did prior. You weren't there, clearly.
Yeah, I wasn't there.
But you were when...
We didn't even know the cops were called. I left, and then she ended up telling me the cops were called. She came to my court case and told the judge that she didn't believe I was supposed to be arrested. That's why the court dropped that case.
What did she allege you did?
I got arrested with a warrant that day.
Mm-hmm. Pretty serious stuff. In a protective order that lasted 454 days.
Yeah, and she's literally my best friend now. It was something that, it was an argument that never, nothing ever, ever happened with that. She was the first one to come to court and told the judge that it was a misunderstanding. I wasn't even there. We had one argument. I left the building, left, and then the cops were called after. She never called the cops. It was a neighbor that called it.
You understand why that doesn't make sense? Because you could say, I shot her, I left the building, and the cops were called later, of course. You left the building and the cops were called later. Something happened.
We didn't even know the cops were called.
It doesn't matter what you do. So you did something. Something
happened. We argued. Yeah, we had an argument. We had an argument upstairs. That's it.
What's the strangulation?
I have no idea.
It says strangulation second degree.
Never, ever, ever.
Unlawful restraint. That mean that could be anything like someone's going to make a phone call and you hold them back.
No,
never.
Don't let
them leave the building. Something like that.
She's like my best friend now. She's a friend of the family. I never, ever. We had one argument upstairs and her neighbor called the cops. I didn't even know. I left to work and then I got arrested a while later for a speed check. And they were literally just checking the speeds and stuff. And they told me I had a warrant and dragged me out to Meriden. There was never, ever conviction of that. I was never, ever, no felonies, no nothing. She came to the court and they actually told the judge that it was a misunderstanding. And the judge threw it out. It was gone. No, I never did no programs, no nothing for that. There was never, ever anything issued for that.
Yeah, she made some serious, I know, but she made some serious accusations.
Yeah, I don't know where I never even heard of that strangulation. That's crazy.
All right, then the other one in 2021 was the text message.
That was the text message.
2019, rather.
Yeah, and I'm sorry,
I got confused. The verdict date was 21. And that protective order lasted 667 days, 2 years.
Right? Definitely. And I never violated it. I accepted it, and I treated it with respect, just like any right person would.
All right, so we got two family violence cases with no convictions in the two incidents we talked about with your neighbor. That's what we're talking about. Right?
Correct.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions by the board? Okay, you've spoken a lot, but you can make a closing statement.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Closing statement is, at the end of the day, I'm a 33-year-old man that's never been convicted of a felony. No matter what I've done, I've never crossed the line that I couldn't come back from, and I've never ever made a judgment to make myself a bad person or do something that can never be erased. I know that I made some bad judgment calls, but those were years before, and I've grown since then. If you don't grow as you grow, then I don't understand. We're all humans, and we all learn from mistakes. That's the only way you can learn is from doing something wrong. I understand that I should have never went back out there, and if I never would ever, ever, ever make that same mistake again in any situation, whether it be an argument, whether it be a disagreement, whether it be anything. I'm not a bad person. I own a business. My business is a very successfully financial business, and I do carry a lot of cash on me at a lot of times, and I don't feel the most protected. I'm 5'7". I'm not the biggest guy in the world. And as far as anything that happened in my past, if the state of Connecticut saw no reason to convict me or no reason to pursue any further charges or no reason to have me in any type of felonies or any type of rearrest or anything like that, then obviously the attorneys, the prosecutors, and whoever was working those cases was able to determine that I wasn't a risk factor and that those cases had nothing to stand on. At this point, I'm just a citizen living his life, paying sales tax, running a business. I have no confrontation with anyone, and I haven't even had a confrontation with that neighbor since, what was it, 2021, I think she said was the last day. We're in 2025 now, it's a whole new year. We went through COVID and so many different things. It's just incredible that we're still stuck on things like that. The worst thing that you can say that I did was not bringing my dog inside that day. That was the worst decision I could have made, and I am very aware of that. And if you can't live and learn from a mistake, then what is the point of living in America? Like, that's just dumb. It was one time. I've never ever crossed that line again. I've never had a speeding ticket, traffic ticket, never DUI, never nothing, never had any type of physical confrontation with anyone except for that one day. And even that one day, it was very minimal. I never hit him. I never scarred him or injured him in any way. I might have got loud and moved and did some things I shouldn't have done, but I learned from it. And I do think that I deserve another chance to be able to bear a firearm in this state. That's it. You're welcome. Thank you.
Closing statement.
So again, based on suitability, based on these three incidents, which were very in very close proximity to his application, there was a significant concern on the part of the detective, and I can understand why. I mean, all three of these incidents involved anger and a pattern that questioned his suitability to hold a firearm, and we stand by our decision.
Comments by the board?
The case seemed like it was going one direction, and then the chief went to work and asked some very probing questions.
Is that the chief?
Yeah.
He's a good, he's
Well, all I really wanted was just to tell me it was
crazy. No, I know, but you're really different from the rest of them.
You're
really
whoa.
Yeah, really different from the rest of them.
Definitely.
So, we'll have to go forth from here. We're going to have to think about it in the next 30 seconds.
We're starting down your end this time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I guess we'll vote. We'll start at that end there. Ms. Johnson.
Appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
I'm going to give him the benefit, too. Appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Yeah, I'll go with the appellant. The town's attorney said, I should her quote, you know, very, the incidents were very close to the time of application. I think that's a little telling for the appellant too. And I do believe he's hopefully has a better understanding of what his responsibilities are.
Definitely.
Mr. Gray?
Very happy with the presentation by New Britain, the issuing authority. I think you're very open and you give these guys a fair chance. I'm gonna go for the appellant.
The only thing that's keeping me from voting for the appellant, I'm not saying I won't, but the fact that you're on Fox and the fact that you have all these followers.
The fact that I have pictures with Mayor Aaron Stewart, and I work at the Poland Festival, I do Main Street right. USA.
You're digging yourself in deep.
I'm sorry.
Because I don't want it said that we gave a permit to somebody who was an aggressor in a fight, who has prior incidents with the law, etc. You know, it's not like you're just
a regular person,
a non-entity. You are a big entity.
I am. I have over 200,000.
And I don't want the word getting out that you pulled one over on the state of Connecticut. We gave you a gun. Nevertheless, I'm going to vote for you because I think you really have turned your life around.
Thank you.
Don't go bragging about this.
I won't at all. I really, really won't. And okay. I really appreciate you guys understanding okay. and being able to accept that. I made a mistake, but right. I'm not the same person. I would never do that.
I can see that.
Thank you.
So we're voting for the appellant. Unanimous for the appellant.
Thank you.
Thank you.